KDATXQ testing.
KDATXQ, good test. N8WRO, Macomb County.
DXQ, clear.
N8BZR monitoring.
KE8WUO, stay live one. Good morning, John. N8WRO here. We have four on the deployment roster. This is fun. Nice. Sounds good. I wasn't sure that there was going to be that many. But cool. Who? I know it's me. I know it's Mike. Who else is deploying this weekend?
Unit 31, Jason. Unit 24, Brian, BPD.
Nice, cool. I wonder if they'll be there when I'm there. That'll be fun. I look forward to it. Should be an interesting day, and you know, but yeah, cool. Sounds like fun. I didn't bring the midnight oil last night. I actually got some sleep, so it's kind of weird. Been getting used to going to bed at 3 now, and. I had to get some sleep.
N8WRO, I'm a big believer in when you do that, you do have to catch up. And so I'm glad you did. Glad to hear it. You will not be working with Jason, but you will be working with Brian.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. Good. I like Brian. I like them both. Should be interesting. Sounds like there might have been a QSO this morning on P25. I got a message from someone, I always forget his name, Benjamin, talking about the website. I must have missed that, and I saw there was a little bit of a powwow in the command chat this morning, too. Looked like a couple of you guys were in there. So hopefully all good things were said. But, deployment this weekend sounds like it'll be a kind of a nice one. I might be able to work on the website while deployed, and, cause it's kind of basically just hang out at a table and, just kind of keep an eye on everything, make sure everything stays calm, and, I might bring the laptop and try to knock out a couple things while keep an eye on things.
Copy that. Sounds good, John. And we're doing the... obviously, it's a cert cake, so you probably won't need this, but for you, this will be fine. We're doing a Warren as a primary for ARPS purposes and statewide one as a backup, but we won't even really need to use it.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll have the DMR for staying in touch with you guys and making sure you guys are able to get a hold of us and we can get a hold of you. So if you're monitoring statewide one, that will suffice. I don't expect to need it, but it'll be there if we want to, you know, just stay in touch. And then yeah, I'm sure CERT will be, you know, primary. So should be interesting. I'm not 100% sure where they're going to want us, you know, frequency-wise, if they're going to give us radios or not. But we'll be there, and I should be able to use my radio for whatever they give me. Last time they gave me a business radio, and I was able to put it in my APX, and I was even able to figure out the PL tone and get my personal radio to be able to use on those frequencies. I haven't touched it since, though. But yeah, I don't know. That's just me mumbling. So what else is new? Anything good? Any new items on the wish list? I have I have some things on the wish list that, you know, I want to change after the, especially the repeater crawl. That one had a few little hiccups that we need to fix. I think I'll have to get with Mike because I think he's got a few things that that he would like to, you know, change or capitalize on type of thing. But other than that, that's all I got.
Yeah, we got, I got one, but I think you already know about it, but I'm going to hold it in abeyance, as they say, because I think it's, first off, low priority, second off, you've got a lot on the plate, so I'd rather get your priorities done first. But nothing else except for the fact it is cold out there. I pulled the car out of the barn, so to speak, just to warm it up because I'll be stopping by Dave's house to pick up their ID tags on the two guys and delivering them to Mike at the location. So that's going to be my contribution. I got to get that done before Mike leaves, like before 2.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And then, you know, don't feel like you can't tell me some of the things on your wish list because I have other stuff in priority. Part of, like, my hiccup is, like, when I want to incorporate, like, the hours thing that we talked about, that's a little bit more involved, and I actually kind of, like, need to sit down and really wrap my head around how I want that to look. But when it comes to, like, this little nuance on the website is showing this, you know, like the Skywarn thing, that's an easy fix. I don't really have to, you know, it doesn't take a lot of my mental bandwidth to just knock that out, and then it's really easy to just kind of do those kind of things, you know, in between stuff. So even though, you know, it might seem like I'm working on that instead of a big thing, it's really just because I have the bandwidth to work on the little thing right now and not the big thing, and then, you know, it's kind of hard to explain, but I think you get the point. In other words, you know, also, like, if I had the time to work on a bunch of, like, little bandwidth things, you know, I might as well just get them out of the way. But when I have the time and the bandwidth to work on the big thing, I'll probably put the little things aside, and I'm not going to worry about those. I'm going to focus on the big thing and, you know, knock that out, so... What would be nice is if I knew what, you know, all the little things and all the big things are, and then I can kind of, you know, work on them as needed. And because I don't want to go in and fix a lot of little things and then have more little things pop up, you know, if that makes any sense. But at the same time, you know, like, yeah, don't worry about it. You know, do whatever you think is best. I just don't want you guys feeling like you shouldn't tell me about, you know, little small things because you think it's going to get in the way, because I don't think it will, but it might. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. It was fun. I was thinking about it on the way in today, and that was a lot of fun in that group chat with, you know, you and Sean and Dave and John and... you know, while the net's going on, and that was a lot of fun to kind of participate in, and then it was neat to see all of the stuff working. You know, a couple things didn't go exactly as I had planned, but I would have kind of, I got to pause for time. I was kind of hoping for a little bit more of the paragraph of, you know, what happened in 2019 to be read over the radio instead of just the question. But I could see, you know, maybe we don't need to read that whole paragraph and we could just ask the question. But that's something I'd probably like to talk to you guys about and kind of get your input on. For everyone that was, you know, listening to that, you know, I wanted to provide a little bit more context as to what happened in 2019 when we had the big gas issue that happened, and Gretchen Whitmer called on, you know, the emergency network thing and shut down. They told us all to lower our thermostats because we were really in a bad situation with natural gas, and we might have been getting close to an actual statewide emergency. I kind of wanted a little bit more of that context to go out there with the question, but as long as people were reading along, and I'm not sure how many people were, then they got the context they needed. Because the idea is, these aren't just emergencies that could happen. These are emergencies that kind of did happen, and so I just want to kind of remind people that there has been times where it seems like there's no emergencies and everything always works fine because we don't really remember them. But there are actually emergencies that have happened in the area or nearly happened. Just want to kind of remind everyone of that. And that was my goal. Overall, though, I think it was a lot of fun. I think everything worked out really well. So I was really, really happy with the way it all worked out.
NHWRO. Yeah, I like how you have that set up. I call it the multimedia approach to a net because you're looking at the page, you can read the question, you could follow along. Of course, you can see the log as well. So, we can talk it out. I'm not sure. I think it does dovetail into the fact about going beyond an hour might be an issue. I'll just throw it out there. I know that I think it's Oakland County's net is at 8 o'clock. Ours is at 7. I know that some guys like to make the Oakland County net, if possible. It doesn't really matter if you do or not. But so, therefore, it would be nice if we could break before the 8 o'clock hour. But, of course, sometimes that's dependent about how many check-ins you get. A lot of check-ins. So there's that. But, good topic for discussion. Let's see. What was the other thing? In regard to the item for future development, nothing wrong, nothing. It's just, I think we discussed this before. We're getting a lot of code plugs, so we're thinking of a code plug depository that we could share. Now, whether that's going to be public or whether it will just be under the, wall, I don't know. You can talk about that, but that's all it is if you want, future notice of that. So. But, John, I better get going because I probably got to get on some of this paperwork and then get over to Dave's house and then get over to the site. So, NHWRO, I will listen out.
All right, Tim, well, I appreciate the quick little QSO. And, that is the code plug thing is something I definitely would love to get figured out, and that's actually kind of an easy one because I just need to add a page and then just attach a bunch of stuff to it. The biggest thing would be, and if you want to help me with this, if you could, I need to gather all the code plugs and maybe drop them in the IT folder, and then I'll just be able to put them. What I want to do is link it to the SharePoint so that if that code plug updates, we don't have to update the website. It's always going to pull from that IT folder. So, if that code plug gets, another repeater in like St. Clair added, then we just need to replace as long as it has the same name, replace the code plug in the SharePoint, and the website will start pulling from the new code plug. So, that's really the only thing I need is to collect all of them and then put them in a repository for me to host on the website. But that will be easy. But I'll let you go. KEAWUO. I will be clear, but monitoring. 73.
Copy that, John. I got to interject, though. I'd be happy to help with that. And I assume the best practice would be to remove the DMR ID.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe we put a little message on the Discord and ask everybody to send in, anyone that's willing to share their code plugs to send it in. But it would be helpful if they removed the DMR ID, so that had to be put in. And then that makes it so that, because I don't even know, where all these code plugs are going to be coming. We should even probably put the name of the code, like if it's OpenGD, you know, we can have that in the name because that should be able to be used on anything. But if it's Motorola, you know, we should have that in the name so that, you know, everybody knows what CPS will it uses. Yeah, I kind of want to make it so that I don't have to go in and open like 12 different CPSs and delete a code plug. So it'd be helpful if they did that for us. But all right, 73 KEAWUO.
Copy. 73 NAWRO. Clear. KEAYNU. This is NAWRO Mobile. Dave just said, advise, I'm leaving Richmond right now. Should be there shortly.
Okay, sounds good. I'll be keeping an eye out for you, and I got everything printed off, so and I've got some stuff as well. So.
I copy that. I got a set of K-Bugs for you and for Mike at the other end. And I think we're all set then. I'll see you soon. NAWRO.
Sounds good. KEAYNU.
You guys grabbing a bite to eat, or are you just meeting up?
WA.
Wally, was that you here on Statewide 1, NAWRO?
Yeah, I was going to see if you guys were going to get a grab a bite to eat or if you guys were just meeting up.
Nah, negative. I got to get the ID tags for the guys, and then I'm making a trip down to the site in Warren, and that's my contribution there, just making a courier trip today. But thanks for the idea, because on the way back, I'm probably going to get lunch down that way.
Okay, I was talking THTJ and P25. I'll be right back. WD.
Copy that. NAWRO. Clear. K8YNU arrival.
W8VD from KEAWUO.
Hey, go ahead. WD.
Just wondering if you would be willing to share your latest and greatest Motorola DMR code plug from the website type of thing. I don't know if that's, you know, got super secret squirrel in it, but I'm trying to collect a bunch of code plugs to put on the website for everyone, and I think you have the nicest DMR for Motorola around.
Yeah, I can clean it up and send you one. That's not a problem. You know, I don't want my hotspots and stuff like that to get out, so I'll just take all that stuff off and just that'd be easy enough to do and just push it. Yeah, I'm really up to date on the DMR IDs. I mean, you know, because, you know, with Motorola, you know, you're only limited to 1,000. But every time I hear a new call and when I look at the page, I don't know what you call it, but I always check and make sure I'm not missing any of the ones that people use around here, you know, the 5-1, the 5-2 talk groups, things like that. I don't care about, you know, the rest of the world, but all the ones around here, I got in there. So it'd be great for, you know, for Motorola fans.
Yeah. I remember you were sorting out, you know, the ones that haven't hit DMR in years, and I know you've done a lot of research, and so yeah, I that would be awesome if you could share that, because I would use it too. So, and then I'll put it in Anthony's radios as well. So that would be extremely helpful. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and then the other thing that's kind of nice is I have all the ARPSC in there. I got them from Paul, and so I got all of those in there as well, and then some of the other ones, and you know, the ones from the rest of the state that talk on it. Like I said, if it doesn't show up as an ID on my radio here, then I go ahead and find out who it is or what it is, and I push it right away. So at least they try to push it right away. So it's up to date. it'll be a great resource to everybody. Give me a day or two to clean one up, and I'll send you one.
Sounds good. Yeah, take your time. No rush. I appreciate it, and I'm sure everyone else will as well. So, thanks again. KEAWUO.
Yeah, and if Tate ever gets their act together, I'll push one of those, because I think that's going to be a popular radio as well, if they ever make that thing available.
Well, I hope they do for your sake, because you've been patiently waiting for quite some time.
Oh, I'm willing to bet you're going to have one or two of them, too. I mean, BHF, UHF, 7, 8, 900, P25, PMR, the whole thing. So, and now I find that the antennas, Motorola's also making an antenna and tape. That's VHF, UHF, 7800, and 900. There's actually some gain on it. There's like 4 dB gain in the UHF, 2 dB gain in the VHF, and a couple points dB gain in the other ones, in the other bands. So I'm always surprised that they're able to get all four of those with some gain.
This is WA-DOD with a quick question. Enable it or something, but all the people that I know and talk to say you cannot do 900 megahertz on an APX. So I wish we could, because that would be awesome. But and then I do think they have a VHF, UHF 7800 but antenna, but they don't have the 900 on top of that. That would be really cool to see. But, yeah, a 900 megahertz APX would be sweet. It's tough to, like, need a whole other radio just for 900 megahertz. But one of these days I'll jump on that, maybe.
Yeah, there's a DOD. I'll get right with you next. Yeah, there's a program that will let the XTSs go there, but the radio itself won't go there. There's they did a whole bunch of research on it, and there's a lot of band filters in there to stop it from creeping up. And basically, it can't be done. If you want an XTS or an XTL, it has to have a W in the model number in order to do 900. No exceptions. There's even one that I just saw on one of the websites that one of the forums that posts all of the firmwares that modify things for ham radio, and it said straight up, I sent the guy a text. I said, well, can I take one of my XTSs and push it there? And he came back and said no. DOD, go ahead. WAVD.
Hello, thank you very much. I'm not sure who to get hold of that controls the WACMN website, but there is, it's been compromised, it appears to me, that when you go into the P25 link network section and you click on that for more information about P25NX, my computer went crazy. It said, you know, it froze up, you've been hacked and all this stuff. Of course, I knew that was bogus, so I backed out of it, and I don't have a problem, but that might be an issue.
I've seen that as well. I'm not sure what's up with that link, but that's been up there for a while, a long while. But yeah, that link it's not a good link.
Okay, very much. Thank you very much. I'm starting to get really involved in this, and I saw it, so I thought I would just alert someone.
Yeah, they listen a lot. SWR, I'll say something to him, but I'm sure they know it. They don't miss too much. It's just a matter of time for those guys. I do know that's down. That used to be what they used to use to connect everything together and connect it to the net and to connect it to, you know, kind of like a PiStar version and everything else like that. And the last thing I had heard is it kind of went obsolete. So, but I know the link is still there. If Jeff is around, he can probably add on to that. If not, then I'll hand it to John. WSWR, WAVD, you listening? He's probably working. Go ahead, John. creepy.
Yeah, so we have a really good security here at my work, and I navigated to that link, and the 40 guard intrusion prevention says, you know, it's blocking my access to that website, and it's putting it under the category of domain parking, and it sounds like domain parking is when someone registers a domain name but doesn't actually have a website on it. So the domain points to a simple placeholder page. But it seems like someone else might be able to man in the middle on that type of thing. So that might be why you're seeing some of that. But I think it used to be a good link, and it used to actually go to something, because I think P25NX used to be something. Well, and it is an HTTP, not an HTTPS, so it's not necessarily a secure website. So they probably should just pull that down or link somewhere else. But yeah, I don't think you were hacked, but somebody was trying to get you to click on their links that would have made you hack. So luckily you backed out. And didn't go any further. But yeah, someone should probably tell the guys at WHCMN that that link is no good, and it seems to be. Yeah, I hijacked. I guess I don't know. Not really. I don't really fully understand it, but I have a vague understanding. So we'll send it back to the gentleman who saw that.
Yeah, I have no problems. Typically, I run a sandbox, so even if it were to become corrupt, I could just roll it back. It's not a big deal. But, yeah, it came up with a bunch of screen pops, even though I have screen pops turned off, and brought up, you know, your machine's infected, it's locked up, call us, click this button, all that kind of fun stuff. So somebody could fall into that trap. All right, thanks a lot, guys. I got a scoot. WHDOD.
If you're into the B25, all the frequencies are pretty good. And then there's also one other one that's connected into it, which is UHF 1 and 1. I'm not sure where you're coming out of, but there's also a UHF 1 and 1. So all of those frequencies are good, and they're all live, and they're all active. Top group 1. You're welcome to join us. Both John and I are P25 fans. WVD, go ahead, John.
Yeah, the P25 site was always something I was trying to scour to try to figure it out, because when I first got into it, I was unfamiliar with, like, the digital modes, and so I would try, a P25 repeater, and I wouldn't hear Morse code, and so I didn't think I was getting in, and nobody ever replied, and so I'm like, okay, well, there's got to be more to this, and so I'm looking at all those links, and I probably have known about that that link being a little odd for a while, but yeah, there's a few things on this P25 section on the website that seem out of date, like the talk group 10-100 for the worldwide talk group. It doesn't seem like that's active anymore in this area. Talk group 1 is, but yeah, it's an interesting system. Had a lot to learn when I started getting into it, because I didn't understand why stuff had inputs but didn't have outputs, and you know, it was a bit confusing. But we've come a long way since then. All right, well, I'm going to step out, but I got some work to do here, unfortunately, but I'll send it over to the other gentleman. I keep forgetting your call sign. I apologize. But my name is John. This is KE8WUO and 73.
Yes, very good. Thank you. The contact was good. The name here is Mitchell, MITCHELL. Call sign is Whiskey8DeltaOscarDelta. Take care, gentlemen.
Okay. Hey, John. According to Sean, that used to be, that website also used to be the interface that used to take you to the 10100 and all that other stuff. I think it just became obsolete. So I don't know the whole details, but I think in the short story is it became obsolete. Talk to you later. WAV.
Gotcha. I'm heading over to Cloudflare right now to see if that domain's available, just because I'm curious. We could put something there. I don't know.
Well, talk to Fred. He would be the man. And I know you've got a dialogue going on with him.
Yeah, the website is owned by somebody, so whoever it is that originally made that website, they must have took it down, but still own the domain. So interesting, but just mainly was curious if it was available. But and I would talk to Fred and the guys before I did anything like that. But I was mainly just curious. KEAWUO.
Do you have your Zello turned on?
What was that?
Do you have your Zello turned on?
I think so. I'm going to turn it on right now. So I am officially in there. So I should be able to reach me now if you already tried.
KEAPKP Mobile Statewide One.
W8COP.
Are you H?
And it is testing 1, 2, 3.
And 8WRO. Joe, coming in real good.
Hey, Tim, how you doing? Thanks, man. I'm playing with about 2 more of these mouth paints. One for me, one for my dad. You got a minute? I can try the other one I just programmed.
Sure thing. Yeah, no problem. I'll stand by.
NAWRO.
This is NAHAP. Testing 1, 2, 3. This is WAHJP. Should be coming up on the screen.
Yeah, it took me a second on that one. The audio is fine. Yeah, call sign is correct. But the talk group isn't 5-1, it's 3-2-2-1-3-2-1. Is that not right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what is going on with them because it's the same code plug that I had originally. I just changed the DMR ID. But the weird thing is I'm hearing you come back to me, but I'm not hearing myself talk the other handheld, which is weird. So something must be straight.
I'm pausing just a bit to let that last drop into the last heard. There it is. Yeah, the talk group is showing the radio ID. I'm sure that's not right. Call sign is correct because you want it to be HJP, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Okay, so I must have put his radio ID number in the wrong spot somewhere. Okay, I will have to get back to the drawing board on that one. I appreciate the help, Tim. Thanks. NAWRO.
No problem. Next time I need help wiring up a 200-amp service panel, I'll be calling you. NAWRO. Clear?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm much more familiar with that stuff than this stuff. Have a good night, Tim. NAHAP.
KEANOAX, statewide one. KEAWUO, KEANOAX. How are you, sir?
Good. Got cut loose a little bit early. I was hoping to finish out my shift, but all good. I won't necessarily complain about a little bit early. How are you doing, John?
NAWRO.
I am doing quite well. I will, when it gets back around to you, let me know how the day went and how everything's going so far. And we will throw it over to Tim, NAWRO. This is KEAWUO.
Well, good evening, Dean. Now, I kind of want to know right away, so go ahead. How did this day go?
Good. Today was a ride along day. Did more significant posts than actual runs, but had a couple of a couple boring ones. But we did get one emergency. The crew was really cool. Definitely very, very cool. We ended up switching out one of the partners part of the way through the day, but it went. They were very wanted to get me in hands on, so I was, you know, helping with stretchers and, you know, helping lift and move patients and grabbing bags. And it was definitely interesting. I actually, when we were actually just sitting, I had an absolute blast.
Well, that sounds really interesting. I'm jealous. I need to get it right along one of these days and see what it's like. But that would be cool. I don't know if they'd still do that anymore, but I heard Tom KCA KJO saying ride alongs were the greatest, and I think that would be interesting to see, and maybe a little humbling. But sounds like your first day went pretty well. So that's good. Good to hear. I'll send it over to Tim, KEAWUO.
Yeah, I don't know how many of the ride-alongs you're going to be doing there, Dean, but Dave was dispatching. It wasn't today. It was yesterday, I think. Whenever he was, yeah, he wasn't working today. So, and I heard, because I usually turn his talk group on, and then sure enough, I heard that they're needed at the jail. So then I switch over to the old jail talk group, which I don't normally have on. And yep. So wait till you get a call. If you ever have a ride on, you get a call and you get to go into the jail. That's something even different. You should look forward to that.
Yeah, copy that. So they cut me out early yesterday. So I actually went and got a tour of the building yesterday. Dave personally gave it to me. And I chose to sit in for, I believe it was maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and I was actually present for that call. It's definitely interesting. That's not what I'll be doing, obviously, to start, but it's definitely interesting, and I still have some training to do before I can even really touch anything, but That's okay. I'm excited for it. I think it's gonna be fun. And they, I just got done filling out my benefits and stuff last night. They're pretty decent on the benefits too. So I'm not arguing. I'm so far I'm happy. John, over to you. KEAWUO Friday.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you're happy and enjoying it. And it's cool that you're staying over for some extra credit and getting some idea of what you're up against and hearing a little bit on what goes on out there. I know that was one of the first things I heard when I got a scanner and turned it on was it was scanning basically all of Macomb County, and one of the jail's frequencies was on there. And the first thing I literally heard on the scanner was that an inmate jumped off the second-story balcony, so they needed to go there to do something. So pretty wild, pretty interesting. But over to Tim.
Well, I could tell you some stories, but that'll be for another day off the air. But, yes, there's that. Let's see. Besides that, mutual aid, whatever we're going to call it, assisting CERT is happening right now, and I went to see the facility today. Very nice, so I think it's a good thing there. What else going on? I did, right now, this minute, John, I think I told you, I do have, I put all five that are signed up in the deployment, so it looks like we have five deployed. They're not all deployed immediately, it's just this three-day weekend they're deployed, so it's working really good. Anyways, over to
Dean. Copy that. Is that all covered? Are all shifts covered for that? Over to Tim, then back over to John.
it's actually Mike's gig, so I can't really answer that. If you're interested, you could go ahead and try to get a hold of Mike. I don't know. I'm going to turn it over to John. John, what do you think would be the best at this point?
I think they could always use, you know, I mean, it couldn't hurt to ask or to volunteer. I don't know your availability Monday, but as far as I know, that's like the biggest problem child. But I think that I don't think it could hurt to ask. So, and it covers Friday to Monday. So if you're available any of those days, send them a message, you know, see what they say. So that's what I would do. But you know, if you're going to do it, you should do it soon because they got to run a background check and, you know, all that fun stuff. So, but you might have some ground to stand on being the position that you've just applied for, but I don't know. Like I said, couldn't hurt to ask. Over to Dean, because I think the order got reversed.
No, it was you, Tim, then me, but not a big deal. I'll answer and then hand it over to Tim, and then John, and we'll go back around. But the weekend, so I'm working Monday through Friday right now for training purposes, so Monday won't be available. I was just referring to if they were short, I would, you know, consider taking some time and assisting, but I can still ask Mike. Tim, go ahead, and then over to John after you.
Yeah, I forget what that memo or his dispatch said. Either sign up for CERT and then they'll figure it out, or I'd go direct with Mike. That's what I do. And just see, do you need any more? He might say no, but he's in charge of the show, so I think that'd be the best way to go. And I agree with John. They probably could use everybody, but I didn't realize about Monday because we didn't even show Monday on that one chart. But, hey, whatever happens, it's good. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just know that they were going to try, but I don't think they had enough volunteers for Monday, so they didn't focus on it. But I do believe it's a possibility, you know. But you know, honestly, so I guess two things is, since this is a deployment, you might talk to Wally. But then if you do talk to Mike, I would be curious which Mike you were going to talk to, because both of them would probably be pretty good. But I'm not really sure, like, where the hierarchy goes on this one, because it's a deployment, so probably Wally, but it's also through CERT, so probably Mike. But I'll leave that up to you guys to figure out.
Yeah, I was thinking if I was going to say anything, I would ask Mike if they were set, since it's an assist for CERT. And if he defers me to Wally, then I'll go to Wally, because it's not atypical deployment. Tim, over to you.
NAWRO. Yeah, it would be best under the circumstances, and I won't get into it, but go with a deputy EC, Mike. The final answer. Definitely go with Mike. And then a lot went into this, so whatever he says, he's the boss on this particular deployment. Go ahead, John.
Sounds good. Yeah, I wasn't exactly sure how that would work on this one. Gets a little tricky, but yeah, I guess, you know, DEC probably always should, you know, and, you know, he's second in command. So, yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. It'd be cool to see you there. I'll be there Sunday. I'm planning roughly on being there all day. There's a possibility I could get to leave early, depending on if everybody's showing up. But I planned to be there all day Sunday. So, but yeah, it'd be an interesting one. It's kind of a cool, because it's definitely the first deployment of 2026, and it's kind of our first deployment in Macomb County, so it's not necessarily the first deployment, but it's definitely the first one in Macomb County. But I'm rambling. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, I copy that. When I get home, which I'm almost there, I'll talk to the wife and see if she's got anything planned. I know I have to do some get some uniform alterations done tomorrow for Monday. So possibly part of tomorrow. I'll see what's available and I'll talk to Mike. I would probably say that, you know, if it's handled and there's enough people that have volunteered, I'll probably leave it be. And if there isn't enough people, I'll suck it up and get over there just because I'm sure the help is needed. Tim, over to you. KEAX4IV.
KEAX4IV. I don't know exactly what the best, but I did take 94. I just took 94 down to 9 Mile and scooted over. I guess you could do 696 and then drop down. You could do 696 to Van Dyke and drop down and make a left on 9 Mile, and it's right just east of Van Dyke on the north side. You know, obviously just take the address and Google it, but it's a pretty nice facility, kind of big. It's like a gym inside there, so all good. All right, over to John.
KEAWUO. Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for it. It should be fun. Don't really have a whole lot else on it that we probably should talk about over the air, but it will be interesting. And that's all I got, I guess. Over to you, Dean.
Sounds good, fellas. I'll figure it out and go from there. But I'm pulling onto my street right now, so I'm gonna get these shoes off and take myself a shower. And we did have some not so savory places we had to go into. So I'm gonna get a shower and then I will talk to her and talk to Mike and we'll go from there. But I'll say 7-3 to both of you. Thanks for both coming back to me. My schedule's a little wonky and not as it normally used to be, so I definitely do appreciate it. This is KEAX4IV, and I'll be listening for your finals.
Have a good one, Dean. 73 to both you guys. NAWRO, I'll be clear, but listening out.
NAWRO, NAHAP.
Need to try that test again there, Joe?
Yeah, if you got a quick minute, if you don't mind. I fiddled with some stuff, so I think I might have got it.
John, if you're still in there, do you got the dashboard open too? Let me see where you're at. 5-1 is the talk group. That last one just dropped in. It looks like you got it. 0% loss, and you're at like 110 RSSI, 109. So you're good. You got it.
This is the original walkie, so let me try the newer one that I just programmed that should have HTTP as a call sign. Give me one second.
That's right. You're being tricky. Okay. Standing by.
What radio are you on, Tim?
I only got one VMR while he connects systems.
Okay, then I must have foobarred something because it's not showing your call sign. It always did. It's showing your digits, 32, 16, 7, 11. You have to look into that.
All right, Tim, this is NHAP. It should be W8HJP as the call sign for this one if it's coming through okay.
No, unfortunately, Joe. It just dropped into the last herd. The call sign, once again, is correct, but the talk group still is the radio ID. Hey, Wally, do you got the dashboard open, too? Do you see the same thing?
KEAWUO sees it.
I'm looking at the WPSD band dashboard of the Pi-Star dashboard, and that's showing correctly WAVD on now, KE8WUO, and 8WRO, and then somebody with 3221321.
There you go, Joe. It is not fixed. WAHJP still shows the radio ID for the talk group. Go ahead, Joe.
Okay, I guess back to the drawing board. I mean, it's showing talk group 51, and obviously you guys are hearing me. This is a new, like, shiny new DMR ID, so I'm wondering if maybe that's what's going on. I mean, I'm sure on Wally's end it's probably just not updated on the contact list yet. But it's the exact same code plug for both of these radios. The only thing I changed was the DMR ID. So I don't get it. I'll fiddle with it more, though. I appreciate the help. Hey, JP.
No, you got something wrong, because on the WPSD dashboard it's showing digits, 3221321. So it's not on my contact list. I'm looking directly at the Pi-Star. And what does the dashboard, what's the DMR dashboard show? Just a second.
Yeah, Wally, that's what John and I were reporting off of is Fred's last heard dashboard, and it's just copying the radio ID, 3221321, and where 51's supposed to be. So it's a mystery, Joe. Don't know.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I will. This is sounding more and more like a tomorrow problem for me. I've had enough staring at computers and numbers for one night. But all righty, back to the drawing board again. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. NAHJP.
Sure thing. Anytime. NAWRO. Over to John.
Hey, Joe. I did just send you a link to the, you know, last heard link, so you can kind of see it for yourself. But yeah, it's almost like your radio is just reporting that it's using Talk Group 51, and because it seems like it's working, like it is on what I think is Talk Group 51, but I guess I don't understand how it would be displaying that, but we can hear you. So curious, but yeah, so maybe that'll give you a little bit more context, because like, we don't really think it's specific to, like, it's just weird because your radio ID is showing up as the talk group. So I don't know. It's curious. Over to Wally, W8VD. This is KE8WUO.
Yeah, it's something on his end. I figured out what I did with 10 too. It defaults to 1, and I didn't delete the 1, so that's easy to fix.
All right. Usually it is something simple on these things. And when it gets back around to you, Wally, I hope that list of VHF stations isn't too many. If it's too many, just, you know, figure out what you'd like to put in, because that would be the backup analog to VHF. It wouldn't be my primary, of course, anyway. So over to John.
Sorry about the delay. I just put a bunch of M&Ms in my mouth. But, yeah. Cliff sent me over a code plug earlier. Tim, I think you saw that, so I'll put that on the website. And I'm curious what these frequencies are, but maybe we should have Cliff put them on those code plugs too. But I guess I'll send it over to Wally.
Yeah, okay, nothing bad. So I sent you over another idea as well for our project, and I also talked a little bit to TJ about it, find out about the other board, and Sean seems to think that Fred's got one, and I want to find out what model Fred got. One of them is pretty crazy expensive. It's like $1,800 or something like that, so that ain't going to happen. WAP.
All righty, no rush or worry about anything, unless you want your moto back right away for something. And even then, that wouldn't really matter. You know, I could go in withdrawals and not have P25 for a while, I guess.
Oh, the other thing, I still got to order that the Cisco phone. I kind of dropped the ball on that, but I'll get that order put in right away. And Dave was mentioning it's not that difficult to configure, so I'm going to give it a good college try. And if I have problems, Wally, I'll be knocking on your door. Or to John in AWRO here.
Gotcha. Yeah, I got to get my phone going, too. I have one. John, ADAOD, volunteered to throw something in there for me to get it working. So I need to dig it out of the room and get that over to him. And, Wally, I see what you got there, and that would be awesome. I think either one of those would work. I like that that's not an extra box that we got to plug in. So it would be nice to have it, you know, as a card that installs into the thing. And yeah, $1,800 is a lot to ask for that. Maybe if it just plugs into one, but if we need it for all the P25 stuff, then yeah, maybe not. But I'll bet there's a thousand ways to skin that cat. So we'll figure it out on the cheap and get something going. I'm excited for that one. Over to Wally, K-E-A-W-U-O.
Okay, now this will be my final. Yeah, Tim, it's easy to throw frequencies in that. I'll just put them all in there, and that way I'll have a backup radio. So when your Yaesu fails, at least you have a radio that works, so I can throw them all in there, or if you wanted to move it around or what have you. So they're good radios. Again, they're pretty much a copy. They all look the same. It's just freaking amazing. The takes look exactly like the Kinects, which looks exactly like the turbos, you know, so they all kind of look the same. They do some things different, but basically it's weird how close they look to each other. So, but it's just a matter of taking away frequencies, so I'll throw them all in there. And plus the other thing, too, is that it gives me also a template in case my ever dream radio does come to life. I'll have all the VHF frequencies to put into that, too. So we might as well just build one with everything in it. And then I can get Tom's back and put all those frequencies in his, too. So I might as well just type away. It's no big deal. This is it. I got to step out and talk to you guys later. Jim, you can finish it off. W-A-E.
Greatly appreciated, Wally. Thank you. And I'll step out as well. N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, John.
All right. 73s, everybody. Talk to you guys later. K-E-A-W-U-O.